1354.
Approve hourly rate increase for on-street parking in the downtown meter district to better manage parking and provide a more safe and reliable parking system to be implemented after the 2015 holiday shopping season.
Second reading, roll call.
Novick.
Colleagues, I wasn't here, but it's my understanding that the last time the council approved a meter rate increase, it was somewhat controversial. This time, thanks to the work of PBOT staff and our stakeholder group, we got an almost unanimous recommendation from the stakeholder group for this rate increase, and they did such good work that nobody testified against this proposal last week. I want to thank Melissa McCready and Judith Gray of PBOT in particular for their work, and Eric and Niebel of my staff. I want to thank the stakeholder subcommittee members who took time out of their day to testify at the first reading, Tony Jordan, Mushtaba Ali, Reza Farhudi, Ben Schoenberger, and Nicole Knutson. I want to say that one thing I'm particularly pleased about here is that we've restored the appropriate balance between the cost of on-street parking and garage parking. One of the reasons I asked for the Transportation Bureau for three years ago was when I read Tom Vanderbilt's book, Traffic. He made traffic management sound fascinating. And one piece of traffic management is parking management. And the book pointed out, following up on the research of Donald Shoup, that a lot of urban traffic consists of people circling the block looking for a place to park. And it's impossible to eliminate that entirely, but we should do what we can to minimize it. And our policies actually have been encouraging that in the past few years, because for certain time periods, it's cheaper for people to park on the street than park in our garages. So people have an economic incentive to circle around looking for a place to park on the street. Obviously, from a traffic management perspective, you're much better off getting people off the street and into the garages. So what this proposal will do is restore the appropriate balance, make it somewhat more expensive to park on the street than to park in the garage, so that we'll have a proper incentive to get people off the street. So that is my particular nerdy reason to be excited about this particular rate increase. Thank you very much to everybody again. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Novick. I was here in 2009 when we last increased the parking rate, so doing it now is quite some time later and seems reasonable, and it was very controversial in part because of the beginning of the recession, and it was very hard for everybody to be able to manage. I particularly appreciate with this proposal, with this change, that there's also a stated plan to look at providing garage parking for evening workers in the retail and custodial care industries. And so that's something that I'm personally interested in, and also I believe is an important component of this. It does come with a favorable recommendation from the Portland Business Alliance and downtown retailers, with the stipulation that we continue funding the Downtown Marketing Initiative. And so that's something that I am aware of and very pleased that they have continued, that they support this raise. And we do want to keep our downtown a vibrant and active place. And I think these regulations will do that. Thank you, Commissioner Novick. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I appreciate all the good work that's gone into this proposal, and it was evidenced by nobody testifying against this. And I am glad to understand and learn that there will be more 90-minute meters replacing one-hour meters. I think that's a step in the right direction. And also that the meters terminate at 7 p.m. I think that's very important for, as we've talked about, for people who work downtown in the evenings. So I think keeping 7 p.m. is a good hard time to make the parking meters free. Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, great work. There are times when we have to increase taxes or fees when it's not consensual. But this time you reached an amazing level of consensus, and that's an impressive piece of work. So thank you for bringing a good idea forward in a very untroubling way. Aye. 13.